In Iraq, security forces intensified the battle to take back the city of Mosul from ISIS. They've now pushed into the airport of the city. The U.S. has hundreds of troops in Mosul helping Iraqi forces against the extremists. NPR's Alice Fordham joined the top U.S. commander there to visit Iraqi and U.S. forces.
From the window of a Black Hawk, northern Iraq looks calm and bucolic. The city of Mosul hunched on the horizon, showing no sign of the battle against ISIS raging there. But raging it is. And across from me in the helicopter is Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, the American commander here as U.S. forces help Iraqi troops. Our first stop is an Iraqi federal police base south of Mosul, where Iraq's interior minister, Qasem al-Araji, is there to welcome him. Araji thanks Townsend for U.S. help. His federal police are now alongside special forces fighting to take Mosul's airport.
It does my heart good to see them progressing so quickly.
Outside, prayer pours out of the mosque on the base as Iraqi police mill about with U.S. soldiers. There are about 450 advisors around Mosul, some American and others from other countries in the anti-ISIS coalition. ISIS rockets land near this base, and the soldiers are wearing armor and helmets. Americans aren't on the front line, but they have come under fire and returned fire during the Mosul campaign. We head back to the helicopter and to a remote outpost, really just a couple small buildings and a cinder block wall, where Americans are partnered with the Iraqi army. While Townsend pours over maps with an Iraqi general, I speak with U.S. Staff Sergeant Sung Kim about how the Americans here are helping the Iraqis deal with what's been a persistent threat, ISIS car bombs. In military jargon, V-beds. Kim says typically an Iraqi officer will alert him.
He'll say, hey, my guys are tracking a V-bed, supposed to be coming to their location, and we'll be like, okay, so what direction? You know, they'll give it to us, and we'll go immediately, you know, get the aircraft in the area.
Those aircraft beam back images to a control room right here. Then they can hit the car bomb with an airstrike. ISIS has fought back hard around Mosul. In a significant shift in coalition tactics, US and other troops have embedded deeper with Iraqi forces to help prevent casualties. With that in mind, I ask Kim how it feels when they're hunting for a suicide bomber driving toward Iraqis.
I gotta find it. That's all I gotta do. That's my mission. And I mean, like I said, the Iraqis are hardened men. You know, they've been through the same crap, you know, over and over and over again. You know, and the more V-beds we can hit before they hit the Iraqis, the better.
We head off again, and later Townsend tells me the fight for Mosul is only going to get tougher, but that this battle his forces are helping with is crucial for the threat ISIS poses to the U.S. as well as the Middle East.
But I think I'd like the people of the West to know how important this fight is here, and that our Iraqi and Syrian partners are sacrificing not only for their own countries, but for the region and the rest of the world as well.
Back in the U.S., President Trump has asked for a new plan to defeat ISIS. In Iraq, Townsend says after more than 2 years, ISIS still holds more than half the territory they'd taken. Americans are deeply involved in a fight that is far from won. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Northern Iraq.